Trade mission trips do make a difference. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. One way to increase and improve your trade is to make a trade mission trip to that country. That's exactly what the South Dakota Department of Agriculture, along with South Dakota Trade, did. They recently returned from a trade mission trip to Canada. South Dakota Governor Larry Roden gives us an idea of how the trade mission trip went.
Yeah, I haven't got a lot of information yet. I still have to go through a briefing, but I understand they had a good mission. I think there were four South Dakota businesses that participated in that trade mission. And I understand one of them already made a significant sale as a result of that trip. You know, I had first had a conversation with the Consul General from Canada a little over a year ago, and that was, you know, shortly after we had got going with our South Dakota Trade Office. And I kind of got scolded by them because we hadn't been up to Canada yet. And it was appropriate conversation because it made me think that, you know, we kind of take our trade partners like Canada and Mexico for granted. Canada is our largest trade partner. And so I think there's still low-hanging fruit enhancing our trade opportunities.
There you go. And then, of course, you bring up Mexico and China. I know with China, Governor, we're still kind of trying to digest all the language that was put together with this most recent trade agreement between the U.S. and China. Any insight that you might be able to give us on that?
Well, I think just watching it, it's really complicated to try and figure out where it all ends up. But I think my feeling, I think it's kind of prevalent in South Dakota, is that we understand that Trump, he's a negotiator.
With your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Weinberg.